when the other team knows that you're not going to get anything in about 5-7 yard width span, and you got to go outside and you got to pass. It just opens up a lot of things defensively, and Baldwin Woodville dominated defensively.
Last year, these two teams met up in Amory, and like you said, a much tighter affair. It was a one-score ball game at the end. Cold, rainy night up in Amory last year in October. But ball game tonight. This Blackhawk team is well-oiled. As we can see, the way they move, not just when the ball's in play, but they are on the field and ready to rock and roll as we're ready for the kickoff here.
31 seconds to go in the half, so Amory will have that much time to try to get that goose egg off the board here. How about a big return here for the Warriors?
Ferndenzer to kick. Wolin back to receive. Wolin takes it at the 20 or 15, rather. Accelerates up through the middle of the line all the way up to the 36-yard line. We'll call it the 37. Keaton Wolin on the return.
Ben Johnson on the tackle for the Blackhawks.
Johnson makes the stop for Baldwin Woodville. And this is a chance for the Warriors to chalk up a little pride here with this drive. And
we'll see if they just run it or if they want to try to chuck one deep here.
Well, three receivers left. Shotgun now for Maxson. One running back in the backfield. He goes left side with it. Complete out to number 22, and that's going to be enough for a first down. Keaton Wolin gets 11 out to the 49-yard line. They're not moving the chains, Coach. I swear that he's got enough.
16 seconds to go. The clock is stopped, I think, with an Amory timeout, possibly.
I'm not sure what's going on. Actually, all right, finally they indicate first down.
All right.
And the chain gang moves, and like you said, only 16 clicks left on the clock.
The ball in Baldwin Woodville territory, so that was a penalty, actually, a little bit on Baldwin there at the end of the play.
I did not see any.
Yeah, I think they threw that way over on that far side. That could move the ball all the way down to the 35-yard line of Baldwin.
So that was a personal foul that I did not see, all the way down to the 36 now. First and 10 for Amory. Maxson's going to keep it himself, goes left side, hit after a gain of about two.
Jacob Maxson, the ball carrier.
Amory will call a timeout after that play with 10 seconds to go. Looking to get a, should have, with 10 seconds, you should have enough. Should have enough for a couple of shots into the end zone if you don't linger too much on that first play.
Wienendahl made the stop there after a gain of two, so second and 8.
I don't know if you had a chance to take a look, Jay, but there's a nice crowd here tonight.
The student section for Baldwin Woodville is pretty impressive.
Yep.
And we've got somebody doing their best Freddie Mercury impression right now, and it's not bad.
Yep, between the kids in the end zone and the stands, probably 500-600 people here, and probably over 100 in the student section with the cheerleaders down there, and they're having a good time at a beautiful facility. I was walking on the field with you, Jay, before the game, and I told you, I feel like I'm at like a D2 or D3 college football field. That's what the setting is like.
Yeah, it really is nice.
Let's see if the Warriors can maybe get a little magic here at the end of the first half, Jay, and maybe push one across here.
So second and 8 now for Amory. Baldwin 34-yard line. 10 clicks to go on the clock, 35-0. Baldwin Woodville, the Amory Warriors would love to go in with something positive to talk about here at halftime. Shotgun trips right. Back to pass, throws a quick slant, hit immediately.
Fumble.
They're going to call it a complete pass and fumble, and it's picked up by the Blackhawks. Left side now, the one man to beat, and he's taken down. That is going to end the quarter. So something that looked like a positive instantly went to a negative for the Warriors.
Yeah, quick slant over the middle. It looked like an incompletion, but they called it a completion. The ball laid on the ground, and Baldwin Woodville returned it from their own 15 all the way down to about the 20-yard line of Amory.
Dawson Wienendahl picked up that fumble and scampered down the left side, but there were just too many bodies in the way, and he finally got roped down before he could get in the end zone. So our halftime score then, 38 38, is 30, that right?
35. I believe. Yeah, 35.
Yeah, I had a momentarily senior moment there, Coach. 35 to nothing.
It looks like we're going to
have
a little.
It may as well be 38 at this point, I think.
Looks like we're going to have a little band performance at halftime by the Baldwin-Woodville marching band here.
Now, if you didn't feel like you're at a college game before, how about this?
They are wheeling out some serious musical instruments out here for this halftime show.
Xylophones, drum sets.
Yep.
Holy smokes.
So let's take a little break here, and we'll come back with the halftime show and maybe enjoy some of that music. I think you'll be able to hear it plenty loud. So you got a halftime score of Baldwin-Woodville, 35, and the Amory Warriors, nothing. You're listening to Amory Warrior High School Football on 107.5 WLAK.
Amory Warrior High School Football on 107.5 WLAK. Brought to you by Vans Electric Blue Flame Heating and Cooling, by Northwest Communications, and by Eric Morrissey, Edward D. Jones. Amory Warrior High School Football on 107.5 WLAK.
Need reliable electrician services? Look no further than Vans Electric. They've got the experts ready to help with wiring, lighting, and even full electrical installation. Their expertise doesn't stop there. Thanks to their partnership with Blue Flame Heating and Cooling, all your heating and air conditioning needs can also be met. Together, they're your one-stop shop for keeping your home powered, comfortable, and safe. Call Vans Electric at Blue Flame Heating and Cooling at 715-268-2264 today.
As we wonder why our kids are struggling, someone is getting bullied. As we discuss how to improve their mental health, someone is being harassed on social media. As we wonder why they're skipping school, someone is crying themselves to sleep. Knowing the signs is the best way to prevent bullying.
Please just leave me alone.
Learn the signs at sandyhookpromise.org.
We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at wiaawi.org to get started. A message from Civic Media and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
All right, back we are at Baldwin-Woodville High School, and we are bringing you Division IV High School 11-man football as the Baldwin-Woodville Blackhawks have had their way here in the first half and lead the Amory Warriors by a score of 35 to nothing. I guess you can say, Jay, I mean, I've seen a lot of high school football. You've seen a lot of high school football in your days. We're both old enough, long enough in the tooth to know that, yes, Baldwin-Woodville has dominated this game to an extent, but it's not one of those walkthrough games. It's not like they're just totally, you know, huge chunks of plays. They're having to earn what they're getting. But, boy, that I think that the offense with the no huddle right now has just got Amory back on their heels and a bit exhausted, I think, in this game.
Yeah, there's two key parts of this game that I see that has put Baldwin-Woodville on top thus far. And one is how stiff they are in the middle of that defensive line. There was just nothing there at all for the Warriors to move the ball. They had to go outside a tackle. They had to get a little bit creative. They had to take a couple of chances. And then the other thing is exactly what you said, just how efficient they are in that no-huddle situation. And they just haven't had a lot of stumbles. You know, typically high school kids, they're not going to think that fast on their feet. But these guys have been coached, you can tell. And then you throw in Gavin Sells and his ability to make things happen. You know, things that aren't there all of a sudden open up. And he's been responsible for some of that scoring, of course. There's not a huge chasm between these two teams, but sometimes it just doesn't take much.
And a lot of times you see teams go to the no-huddle offense for stretches, maybe to start the game or a certain drive. But I think this is the first time I've ever seen a high school team absolutely not huddle once the entire first half.
Yeah.
Never huddled.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not like they're running the same play back to back to back to back either.
Yeah, they must have a very simple play calling system. For me, it'd have to be like red, blue, purple, white. Yeah, even then, I'd get confused.
Yeah.
It's got to be very simple because, I mean, literally the play ends, they walk up to the line, and within 10 seconds, everybody's down, and they're ready to go. The only thing that's stopping them is the ref marking the ball a little bit slow.
Yeah.
They're usually, every time, Baldwin Woodville is waiting for the ref to get the ball from the sideline back to the middle of the field, and that's the only thing that's slowing them down a little bit.
Well, they've made my first radio broadcast interesting because I haven't had a chance to even gather my thoughts as they snap the ball so quick.
Yeah, this is like doing your first NBA game and Steph Curry takes a 3 6 seconds into the shot clock every time they have the ball. That's the equivalent right here because literally, you know, in high school football, there's a lot of numbers, a lot of kids moving in and out.
Yeah.
The lighting is borderline sometimes. We're on the top of the press box here. So, Jay, you're doing a great job.
Well, I appreciate it, Joel. Yeah. The lighting is starting to get a little tricky now, but we'll muscle through this second half, and hopefully the Warriors can find some offense. Yeah, so these two teams, of course, belong to the Middle Border Conference. The Middle Border went through a little bit of a shakeup here. Over the last couple of years, Rice Lake spent 2 years in the Middle Border Conference. I think that's the WIAA minimum. When you switch conferences, it's got to be for 2 years. You can't just be in and out, in and out. But
right.
So Rice Lake dominated last year, and they're back in the Big Rivers. And they are replaced in the Middle Border by Altoona, which will be interesting as these teams from Northwest Wisconsin traveling down to the Eau Claire area. But I bet Altoona's a little relieved after being in the Cooley Conference for a couple of years.
Sure.
Traveling down as far as Viroqua, my goodness. What other teams? Gale Electric Trumbull's in that conference, Arcadia, West Salem, Aquinas. So Altoona, yeah, Altoona's going to have a little different look here as they come to the Middle Border Conference. So
yeah, they like to move teams around. Obviously, enrollments can change and such. So you've seen that adjustment with the Lakelands over by the Cameron area,
yes.
And the Dunn-St. Croix Conference has had teams move in and out of there also. So you see that constant shuffle for whatever reasons due to enrollment differences or competitive balance or whatever it may be. There's a lot of different factors there.
Yeah, there are a lot of different factors that go into it. And, you know, it's tough for the fan to follow. You know, rivalries used to be kind of the bread and butter of these small town sports. And now it's tough to form a rivalry because there's a bit of a revolving door with some of these conferences. Speaking of that, unless I have some faulty information, I think the two public schools in Eau Claire now are heading east over to the Wausau area.
Oh, really?
Eau Claire North, Eau Claire Memorial.
So no more with Menominee and
they're not in the Big
Hudson
Rivers.
And stuff like that, no Big Rivers.
They're not in the Big Rivers. Okay. And so I don't know exactly how that is going to play out. I don't know what teams or even what the conference is, but our AD today was talking about it and said that that's the case. So pretty interesting reconfiguration here again with the Lakeland, the Middle Border, Big Rivers Conference. Who's going to be fighting for the top spot in this Middle Border Conference is kind of anybody's guess, but St. Croix Central is probably poised to be, you know, the king of the hill here. They had one loss last year, and that was to Rice Lake.
Well, this Baldwin Woodville team, I would like to see a film of that game that they got whooped up on down south because must be some big boys or something because the way Baldwin Woodville is playing tonight, it's hard to fathom that a team could kind of put a whooping on them like they did in that previous game.
Right. They did manage 39 points in that game, but Mount Horeb had 58.
Okay. Well, I'll back off from the whooping then. I'm sorry.
And
they obviously had their their success. In
well, 58 points. I mean, that's they gave up a lot. 470 yards is what this Baldwin Woodville team had against Gale Electric Trumbull in a shutout.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is no fluke. These guys are good.
So you're listening to Amory Warrior High School Football, where the Baldwin Woodville Blackhawks on their home field here in Baldwin. Beautiful field, leading Amory 35-0 here in week three. Next Friday night, it's the opener of the brand new turf field in Amory when the Warriors will host Ellsworth in that contest next Friday night. And Lord willing, and technical wise, all goes good. We're learning a lot. We'll have it right here on 107.5. WLAK.
As we tick down the last few minutes here of the halftime show, I just got a comment on this Baldwin Woodville band, marching band, and I'm not even sure here. The color guard, I suppose, they did a heck of a show, and we are still enjoying the halftime show.
Yeah, it's nice to see, marching bands back in our day, Jay. every week there was a show. Maybe not every, depending on the school, once or twice, usually they'll get out there, because I know there's a lot of, in smaller schools, there's a lot of kids that have a lot of things they're participating in. So it's good to see the band out here, good to see cheerleaders out here, and it's just a great atmosphere. Hats off to the Baldwin-Woodville school district area. This is a beautiful facility here.
Well, I can say without a doubt that this is a little more polished than the halftime shows at Stanley Boyd High School back in my day.
Oh, we had some pretty good marching bands in my Boyceville High School days. I may have been a part of a couple of them, but they recovered from that.
Yeah.
But I want to, say hello and welcome to our Amory fans at 107.5. It's great to have Amory Sports. This is the first local sports broadcast that has been on the station for several years. I'm not sure how many, but it's been several years, and we're looking to do more. It'll be a building process, so we thank you for your patience on that, as this station was off the air as recently as a couple of years ago, and now we're trying to build it back up and be a part of the Amory community and celebrate the community and the high school and the sporting activities. So Amory is near and dear to my heart. I got married in Amory and had family in Amory, and still have a brother who lives in Amory. And it's kind of near and dear to my heart. I worked at this station back in 1991 when it was an AM-only station, WXCE. They called it the Wixie 1260 back then. So I have a big place in my heart for the city of Amory. And I don't live here anymore, but I, whenever I travel places, my mom lives down in Boyceville, Menominee area, I always try to make my path come through Amory just so I can come back through the town and feel the memory. And it's just a great city, and we're hoping, and not hoping, we're going to get 107.5 back as Amory's radio station once again. And this is kind of the first building block right here, Jay. You're a part of it.
Well, I'm honored to be here, and this again, this atmosphere tonight is terrific. I wish the score were a little more balanced here as we get ready for our second half, but hopefully the Warriors will put something together here as we continue in this ball game. I wish I could do a good job of describing what's going on with the Baldwin-Woodville student sections. They have a terrific little show going on.
Duck, duck, goose, goose, or what are they playing?
They're doing all kinds of things. I'm not exactly sure what you call it, but they are having fun.
Yeah, they got a big circle, and there's dancers in the middle, and it's a great tradition.
Yeah, I wish all students around the area could see what positive participation looks like, because these guys are good sports, and they're having a good time.
Yep, we appreciate you guys listening. That's Jay Cornell. I'm Joel Karnick. This is Amory Warrior High School Football. We're going to take one break before the kick of the second half, and we'll have more Amory Warrior High School Football in just 1 minute on 107.5 WLAK.
Need reliable electrician services? Look no further than Vans Electric. They've got the experts ready to help with wiring, lighting, and even full electrical installation. Their expertise doesn't stop there. Thanks to their partnership with Blue Flame Heating and Cooling, all your heating and air conditioning needs can also be met. Together, they're your one-stop shop for keeping your home powered, comfortable, and safe. Call Vans Electric at Blue Flame Heating and Cooling at 715-268-2264 today.
Action! When I grew up, I want to be a director because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Back we are at Baldwin, Wisconsin. Joel Karnick, Jay Cornell bringing you Amory Warrior High School football. Baldwin Woodville leading Amory 35-0. We're almost set for the second half kickoff. They put a couple of minutes back on the clock here. We want to just take a moment and thank our sponsors helping to bring you the initial broadcast. Eric Morrissey, who is our Edward D. Jones agent. Thank you, Eric. And also to Northwest Communications and to Vans Electric and the lighting isn't real good. Blue Flame Heating and Cooling. I got it. My eyes aren't good to start with. So thank you, all of you. If you'd like to be a sponsor of Amory Sports, give us a message through the 107.5 WLAK Facebook page. We encourage you guys to check out our website, lakeair.radio. Again, this station is kind of being rebirthed. It's building. We're adding more things every few weeks. So check out lakeair.radio for a complete listing of the Civic Media Network shows that air on there. And again, Badger Football, you can hear it here. Badger Football Coaches Show, Wednesday night, Wednesday afternoons at 5, also right here on 107.5.
As we get ready to start the second half of play here in Baldwin, the Packers are in action, of course, south
in
of the border.
Brazil.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
NFL making a real effort to expand to the World Football League. But the Packers, are you ready?
Yeah.
Middle of the second quarter, the Packers 12, the Eagles 7.
Oh, a good one.
So far, so good.
We thought that'd be a good one.
For the Green Bay Packers. So how did they come up with 12 points?
Well, it's Brazil, so don't, isn't it
is
like.
Is there a conversion?
5 points for a touchdown in Brazil? Is that what they do there? There's a conversion rate for the, what's the monetary, what's the money in Brazil?
Now you're going to tell.
Gray's going to look it up and see.
Now you're going to tell me they're playing on a metric field.
Here's what I'm thinking. As of, you know what kind of fan I am. All right, the Packers don't have a kicker. I'm thinking they scored two touchdowns and missed both extra points. I'm going with that.
Unfortunately, that might be a clean bet.
So 12-7, the Packers are leading, and we have high school football second half coming up here. And this is a chance for. First of all, there will be a running clock the entire second half. So the WIAA rule is if a team at any point during a game, if a team gets up by 35 or more points, the clock will run continuously from there on, no matter if the score gets closer than that or not. It will only stop after a score or timeout or injury on the field.
And I want to mention our officials for tonight's game as they're out at center field now waiting for the teams. The referee is Gail Prajnitsky. Also, we have the head linesman, Brad Vanderveen, excuse me, Brad. Alan Crows, Chad Sigwin, and Eric Tweet round out the Zebras for tonight's game.
If you know any of these referees, be ready for an ice pack and Ben Gay when they get home because their arms are going to be sore. They've been chucking a lot of flags tonight, baby. There had to have been over 10 flags, maybe 15 in that first half.
Yeah, things cleaned up a little bit in the second half, but or that second quarter. But all right, so here comes the boot. Maxson for the Warriors kicks it deep. Taken by the deep back, and he's coming all the way, and he's got room left side.
He's gone.
He's got one man to beat, and he is going to be in for a Baldwin Woodville touchdown.
Almost 85.
Dane Vanningdahl.
Wow, you know, he was pinned in at midfield and looked like there's a penalty flag on the field.
There is.
Way back at midfield. That's right at that point of contact where he cut back, and that's going to all come back.
That's going to all come back. I did not see the penalty or the flag.
I think that might have been one of those situations where he got to midfield and he planted his outside foot and cut back just a little bit, and then got an opening. Sometimes that happens, and the blocker gets caught because the defender is going one way, and he sees you cut, and he goes the other way, and all of a sudden you get caught in a block. That might have been that situation because it didn't look like anything real blatant that I saw.
Anyway. I didn't see it. No, I was watching the ball carrier, and you could see the daylight starting to open up for him. He had a couple of guys to beat. He had blockers in front of him, and there was kind of no doubt once he hit midfield that he was going to go all the way.
He was a fast young man. He was moving pretty good.
That's Dane Vienendahl again. But it's called back. We're at the 35-yard line. There's going to be a running clock with a 35-point lead. 11:40 and clicking in the third. And Sells back in the shotgun. Hands off. Room right.
Lots of room.
Lots of room for the running back Holdorf all the way to the 40-yard line. So a big gain.
25 yards on the carry.
See, years down the road, that Vienendahl kick return, right after the score, the family will edit it. There'll be nothing after it, and then the family lore will be that he had a 95-yard touchdown return with no mention of the flag.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what'll happen in family history.
All right, first and 10. Snap goes to the quarterback. He's going to keep it. And he rumbles ahead for about a gain of seven, we'll call it. Yeah, 7 yards out to the 35-yard line is Gavin Sells. Maxon and Wolin made the stop for the Warriors. 35-yard line. Boy, even when things close up, there's a lot of daylight for the Blackhawks. Again, quick snap. And a pass up the gut to the middle, and another touchdown.
Beautiful throw. What a throw. He threw that off his back foot about 30 yards right in the gut of Monahan.
The light, they shut the lights off here and flash them, and I completely lose the names on my paper. And Monahan on the touchdown.
It's an impressive strobe light effect when they score a touchdown.
I thought those lights would take 10 minutes to come back on if you shut them off, but apparently not.
That was back in 1989 when we were in high school, all right?
Sorry, man. All right, so we're going to try a kick. Chapin up and good.
And the kick is good.
9:45 to go in the third quarter, and again, it's going to be a running clock, 42-0 in favor of the Blackhawks. So it's been all Baldwin Woodville in this ball game. There have been some bright spots for the Warriors, but boy, they are few and far between at this point. And there's nothing left to do but play Dancing Queen.
At this point, you're looking for something positive the rest of the game. You're looking to get out of here without any major injuries. It's kind of a fine line for a coach too, because you know, you still want, it's a conference game. You want your guys to be able to get in there and still perform and get stats and stuff like that, but you know, you don't want to sacrifice anything down the line. So you'll probably see kind of a mixture, I would guess, of substitutes and the starters here from here on in, with 8:50 to go in the third quarter. 42-0 to score Baldwin Woodville.
Keaton Wolin back to receive for the Warriors. Ferndenzer will do the kicking for the Blackhawks. And he's been booting a lot of them tonight.
Usually they will stop the clock after scores. That time they did not stop the clock after the score continued to run. Sometimes the coaches will agree on things and whatever it may be, so the clock continued to run during that timeout.
And here's the run-up and the kick. It's going to be a squibber taken by one of the up men, and he takes a knee immediately for the Warriors. Number 65 for Emery, that's Alex Nichols. Nichols, a 6'1", 210-pound senior.
Caught the kickoff and...
Is it Nichols or Nicholas? Nicholas, I apologize. So from the 34-yard line, first and 10 Warriors. Maxon under center. Two receivers left, one right, and Maxon's going to keep it himself, find some daylight on the left side. And he is across the 40 for a first down. Maxon with a nice run there on first down.
Got a good head of steam. We haven't seen that too much tonight, where the Amory backs have been able to really get that first two or three steps.
Getting some different numbers in here now. Number 10, Johnson, made the stop then for the Blackhawks.
Good acceleration.
First down and 10, 40-yard line. Handoff goes up the middle. Met immediately, but gets a couple of yards is the running back, Wallen, Keaton Wallen. They're going to give him 3 yards on that, Coach.
Trent Gordon on the tackle.
Don't forget to download that Civic Media app. Put that on your phone. You can listen to 107.5 WLAK on your phone anytime you want. You can listen to Badger football on your phone.
So from the 48-yard line of the Warriors, they are second in seven. And Maxson's going to come up under center. Spread offense now, and he's going to keep it himself around the left side. Nice tackle out there after a short gain. Who else? Sells makes the stop. Still going to get a few yards there. 2 yards to go now for the first down. Third and two, just short of the 50-yard line. 5-yard gain.
Trying to figure out, is that like an illuminated down marker over there, or is it actually a light?
That's a light, it looks like, and that's the first one I've seen, so I don't get out much.
It's the first one I've seen, too.
All right, 48-yard line. Oh, boy, ball loose in the backfield, and it's going to be tackled. Maxson gets the ball back after it bounces right back up to him. But that gave the Blackhawks plenty of time to break the wall. And it's going to be fourth down. Loss of a couple, fourth and four.
What we were talking about was that down marker that follows the ball around. Usually they flip it over a different one. It's got actually a illuminated LED readout of what down it is.
Now you're in the big time now. You're south of Highway 8, Coach.
I'm going to keep the extension cord on that.
All right. All right. So pass off to the left side.
Pass complete.
Completes.
Hey, first down.
Across the 50-yard line. First down for the Warriors. And who was that on the reception?
Garrett Nelson and Logan.
Down
Johnson
to the 44-yard line. Nice play for the Warriors and a first down.
I'm thinking that was Tyler Ellison on the reception. And it's kind of tough to see from this angle when they're at a when they're parallel to you. You can't see their backs. All right, so here we go. From the shotgun, receivers right and left. Pass right in the slant, caught,
nice,
complete, and a 12-yard gain as he's taken down. That's
Keaton Wallen
again. I might as well just say Wallen every time because he has touched the ball a ton tonight. And nice gain. So there's that positive we talked about.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys noticed, but there's only four sets of lights lighting up this field. This has to be the latest in lighting technique. Usually fields have like 10.
Yeah, and when they start flashing them during a touchdown, it gets dark for a second there. And
hope they get a defibrillator.
Maxson taken down immediately in the backfield on that one, so he's going to lose a few yards.
His flashing lights are setting off Gray's heart over there. They got a defibrillator around here. I want to thank Greg Gunderson for coming along with us and helping on the engineering side in our initial broadcast here. It's been a successful broadcast, but we are uncertain. So, Gray, I appreciate you coming with. Awesome.
All right, loss on the play there. Second down and long. Second and 12 to be precise. 34-yard line of the Blackhawks. The Warriors come to set. They give us a lot more time than the Blackhawks do to get our ducks in a row. Maxson looks left. Should have pulled the trigger. No, he's in trouble. He throws left now and intercepted. Intercepted down to the 10-yard line. He had to force it, Coach. He's at this point where he feels like he's got to make something happen.
Yeah, he was hoping his receiver.
Garrett Nelson on the reception, a 5'9", 160-pound senior.
He was hoping his receiver was going to come back for that one, but he didn't, and the defender did and came back, and it was about as easy an interception as the defender is going to get.
Yeah, I threw it right between the numbers. He initially was going to pull the trigger on that, but then somebody got in his grill. He rolled out and then threw an ill-advised pass.
The Baldwin-Woodville football now leading Amory 42-0 with 2:47. It's clock running for the rest of the ball game. 2:45 to go now in the third quarter here in Baldwin.
You might be able to make it to Park Falls before daylight after all. All right, snap. Left side, running back. Here we go. Breaks a couple of tackles. Baldwin-Woodville running back, number 22, was it? Brady Hansen. That's a new number and a new check that. That's number 23, Ben Johnson, a senior. And I've got a tickle in my throat. I'd like to say I inhaled a bug, but I can't make
that excuse. That Culver's Butter Burger from earlier tonight. 2:04 to go. Baldwin Woodville pinned back deep in their own end now, and they've got a third. They got a first down and 10 back there, and a give off up the middle is going to be good for a couple yards up. It was a short play, and it's going to be enough for a first down. It'll be a Baldwin Woodville first down. The ball just over their own 20-yard line now, still pinned deep back in their own territory. And on their way to their second win of this young season.
So first and 10 for the Blackhawks at the 22, their own 22. And from the shotgun, going to have an inside handoff. It hit immediately is the running back,
Travis Kuhn.
So Travis filling in some somebody's shoes here deep into the game. Take it down in the backfield, a loss of a couple.
Loss of 2 yards in the carry.
It's always valuable time for kids and a rewarding time for kids to get into a varsity football game like this.
Second and 12 now from the 20. And here comes the snap. Jensen in his quarterback. Throws it out in the flats. Hit immediately. Hit immediately by number four, Caleb Danielson.
He was lucky he caught that one out in the right flat because that was close to being a lateral. It probably was a forward pass, but it was right on line.
It looked like you could snap a line on that. That was straight out to the sideline.
Third and long now for the Blackhawks.
So loss of six, third and 17. Third and 17 for the Blackhawks from their own, looks like 14-yard line, we'll call it.
Last play of the third quarter, most likely.
And again, 42-0 in favor of the Blackhawks. It's been Baldwin-Woodville all night long. Jensen's going to try to pass it. Rolls right, passes deep, incomplete. Throws it out of bounds.
So we are going to see something that we have not seen yet tonight, I believe, and that is a Baldwin-Woodville punt.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the third quarter.
All right, that is the end of the third quarter. 42-0. Baldwin Woodville leading Amory. We'll have more high school football coming up featuring your Amory Warriors on 107.5 WLAK.
Need reliable electrician services? Look no further than Vans Electric. They've got the experts ready to help with wiring, lighting, and even full electrical installation. Their expertise doesn't stop there. Thanks to their partnership with Blue Flame Heating and Cooling, all your heating and air conditioning needs can also be met. Together, they're your one-stop shop for keeping your home powered, comfortable, and safe. Call Vans Electric at Blue Flame Heating and Cooling at 715-268-2264 today.
Action! When I grow up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI. A defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Garrett Nelson back to punt.
So, all right, punt coming, Jay.
Yep, so we swap ends, and the Blackhawks are going to, as you said, for the first time, punt. And it's a line drive taken by Wollin at the 50. He finds room up the middle and gets ahead to the 35-yard line. Keaton Wollin, that was.
Dane Vinadal made the tackle.
Good field position for the Warriors to start this drive. Clock running, 11:40 to go in the ball game, and Baldwin Woodville.
He's tripped up by Vinadal as he crosses the 35-yard line. We'll make it the 34-yard line, first and 10.
First and 10 for Amory.
First and 10 upcoming for the Warriors. 42-0, 11:23 to go, and the clock will be ticking the rest of the way here unless we see a couple of scores by these Warriors. All right, under center is Maxson. Maxson takes the snap, hands it off, hit immediately. Maxson, I couldn't tell who had the ball. They both had it, the Maxson and the running back, number 22.
Maxson, the ball carrier.
Wollin.
He did manage to spin away from that initial hit.
He did fall ahead for a gain of one, it looks like. Actually, it's back to the line of scrimmage. No gain, second and 10.
I mean, he literally got hit right as the ball hit his gut on that handoff.
And they're lucky. They're lucky they got that, that didn't hit the turf. All right, so here we go again. Receivers left and right, single setback, wings. Pitch goes to Wallen, right side, finds a little room, and a five-yard gain. He's taken down at the 30.
Keaton Wallen, the ball carrier.
Keaton Wallen, again, the ball carrier for the Warriors.
Evan Becker on the tackle.
Becker made the stop for the Baldwin-Woodville Blackhawks. Third down now, and we'll call it five. We're going to see something towards the end zone, Coach?
I think they're having decent success around the edges here. I think with the ball at that right hash mark, I'd be surprised if maybe this ball doesn't come to the near side with a lot of field over here.
All right, under center now. I formation, receivers right and left. Handoff goes to the fullback, and he
Keaton
is
Wallen
hit and
carrier.
Taken down. Keaton Wallen taken down after a yard, maybe two. It's going to be fourth down now.
Brady Everts on the tackle.
Warriors looking to get on the board here, down 42-0 to Baldwin-Woodville. 35-0 was the score at halftime.
Packers are hanging in there, 19-14, as we tick down the first half.
Fourth and fourth.
Well, they finally made an extra point, huh? Nice.
19-14 over the Eagles. Shotgun. An incomplete pass. Out of the shotgun, Maxson throws right side to Carter Wallen. Incomplete, in and out of his hands. And that's going to be a turnover. So Baldwin-Woodville will take over on their own 33-yard line. Check that, 28-yard line.
I feel like we're in some kind of football bizarro world here. With the Packers opening the season on a Friday night.
In Brazil.
The Badgers played a Friday night game. It's just like.
It's like one of those weird dreams you have after eating too much and you go to bed.
It's just really weird. I mean, and I like the fact that the NFL wants to play games overseas. I don't like it that they want to do it week one. I don't like that at all. I don't like the week one.
All right. Trips right now for Jensen. Throws right. Has a man in the flat. Breaks a tackle, tripped up then at the just across the 35-yard line. Foster on the reception for the Blackhawks. Ellefson makes the stop, and we're going to call it a 7-yard gain, 36-yard line, second and three.
36-yard line, that's a gain of 8 yards on the carry. Bringing up second and two.
I just can't believe that Baldwin-Woodville has not huddled once in this entire game.
Yeah, even these guys that don't see a lot of action are.
Is this an effect of the pandemic?
And this is Jensen again.
No,
Joe Jensen hands it off, and met immediately by a couple of Warriors.
Nelson.
And Nelson gets a yard. We'll call it a yard. About a yard and a half to go now for the first down. Third and a $1.50.
It's got to be just a offensive player's dream, though, for Baldwin-Woodville. Just play after play after play. It's just got to be a lot of fun for them.
Quick snap to the quarterback in the shotgun. He is hit, but he rumbles ahead. Joe Jensen for the keeper and the first down. Baldwin-Woodville across the 40-yard line to the first down. They're approaching the middle of the field here little by little.
Under 7 minutes to go in this one. Clock running with the advantage being over 35. 42-0 Baldwin-Woodville leading Amer here. High school football on 107.5 WLAK.
All right. A little bit more spread offense now as Jensen's in the shotgun. Man in motion right to left. Jensen rolls right, looking down the field. Throws right, incomplete. Had a man, it would have had to been right on the dime. Xander Paulson in the game, a 6'1 sophomore. Just off his fingertips. Second and 10 now from the just across the 40.
Special thanks to Chris Casper back at the studios for giving up his Friday night. I know he'd probably like to be sitting at home in front of his 78-inch TV, having a cold one watching the Packers. Instead, we dragged his butt in for this.
78-inch TV. I don't even have a wall that big.
So thank you, Chris. Appreciate all the efforts.
All right. Handoff goes to the up back, or the man in motion, I should say, number 30.
Trent Gordon, the ball carrier.
That is Trent Gordon, Jr., 5'11", 170, and he gets about 7 yards.
Third down and 3 yards to go.
We'll call it third and three, just short of the midfield stripe again, 48-yard line.
Just a note back to the production studio when the game second here. Go ahead, Jay.
All right, quarterback keeper straight up the gut. First down. Up across the midfield, Joe Jensen on the run.
Game ends. When the game ends, we'll do just a quick recap, and we will be back to our normal civic programming, so we will not take a break after the game's over back there. We'll let everybody get on their way.
So that nice run by Jensen up the middle brings it across midfield, 45-yard line now with the Warriors. As they line up, trips right, single setback, shotgun, hands off, right side, and a nice gain taken down by a committee.
Gain about seven or so on that, look like.
Yeah, looks like about a 6-yard gain, Coach. What's to the 39-yard line.
I was going to ask, what's the purpose of the yellow circle, but I see that it's now supposed to be a football. Okay, I gotcha. Okay. In the middle of the field. Did you see that right away, or is that just me?
I see it, but I don't know that that's a football.
you know it. Okay. All right.
I'm not sure. Looks like where the helicopter lands. All right. Handoff again up the gut. 30-yard line. That's a first down. Number 30 is the ball carrier. That is Trent Gordon. Allen made the stop, but that's going to be another first down for the Blackhawks.
It's pretty cool. The Blackhawk logo extends from 40 to 40. It's a long.
It's really pretty.
With a big yellow circle around it. So,
you know, I mean, yeah. The fact that this is such a nice setting takes a little sting away from the score. I know that.
I think it's soccer. I think it has something to do with soccer.
There you go.
There you go.
It is soccer.
They do play soccer down here and here.
The other football.
Yeah. This is the middle. Old people play in the middle of the field. You can't hit us, so we play soccer out here.
All right. Well, I'm gonna.
Okay.
Well, it's obviously a big score here because we're talking about everything we can come up with.
I'm just admiring this wonderful facility. This is such a nice facility here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Amory's next week.
Yes, yeah.
All right, in the shotgun, Jensen keeps it himself, finds about 2 yards of daylight, taken down in the middle of the field by number 50.
Could that circle have something to do with pickleball?
Wyatt Krolak.
Everything's pickleball.
Pickleball.
Anything to do with pickleball?
Yeah, I haven't gotten to that point yet.
Pickleball's behind us, I think.
Oh, yeah. Not lit, though. Oh, senior citizens, though. We go to bed after our 4 o'clock discount meal. That's
yeah,
right.
I'm not ready to give in and play pickleball yet. All right, so back to passes. Jensen.
Flag on the play.
Well, his receiver went down. I thought it was incidental, kind of tying up with the feet. But they're going to call pass interference, I think.
Yeah, it looked like the receiver was trying to break up field to take that deep pass, and he ran right into the Amory defender, and that's what's that incidental you're talking about there. But they're going to say that the Amory defender held him off.
It's a tough time of the game and a tough place on the field to call that one, but if it's a penalty, it's a penalty.
2 minutes to go, clock running. 42-0 Bolden Woodville over Amory here.
That penalty is going to take it down to the 15-yard line of the Warriors, first and 10 for the Blackhawks. Jensen's still in. I haven't seen cells much this half.
A lot of subs in there.
Jensen, nice-looking quarterback, too. Hands off the ball. Number 35 around the end, and he finds daylight, and he's in.
Got her.
And a tackle in the end zone could have drawn some flags, but it didn't.
For a 35-yard touchdown.
A touchdown for Bolden Woodville.
Kane Perumbo. Perumbo. I hope I didn't butcher that too bad. Is that how you say it, Kane? There's a little old man dad humor for you. Perumbo is how you say that name, and he is in for a touchdown.
Yeah, a lot of subs in on both sides. So basically it's a lot of subs and a lot of the JV guys getting some valuable time.
And they're going to line up to kick the extra point. I think that is Chapin again, number Chapin, 13.
Auditioning for the Packer job, which may be open soon again.
And he boots it through.
Got it.
Yeah, up and good. Good
with one cats in the cradle, Mr. Chapin. You got that one. Minute 10 to go in this one, 49-0. Baldwin Woodville leading Amory. Thank you so much, folks listening in Amory, maybe listening back to the game on the podcast, and spread the word that 107.5 is doing high school sports, and we're going to be baby stepping into it here, doing some football games. I think we're doing all but one the rest of the way. We have a Badger conflict on one of the games that we won't be doing that one. But look for more to come, more local programming and local content on your hometown radio refreshed here, 107.5 WLAK.
Joel, I got good news and bad news for you.
I got Cecilia playing. That's the good news.
That is good news, but yes. I was thinking of the score. Packers still up 19-14. That's the good news.
Yeah.
The bad news is you're going to be able to listen to the second half in your car and probably another full game by the time you get back to Park Falls.
It'll be we'll get a long trip back, but, yeah, always nice to have something to listen to. And Packers trying to pull out a win. See, I feel like I'm in western Wisconsin now, so I'm close enough. So if I say something nice about the purple, I won't get shamed too much, will I? I'm close enough to the Minnesota border, aren't I?
I was going to say, if you turn your back and squint, you can probably see Minnesota
from
here.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty close.
All right, so a squib kick taken by the deep man for the Warriors, and he's taken down immediately. Allen on the return, number 44, and he's taken down by the Blackhawks at the Warrior 20.
Probably get a couple plays in here, and that will probably be the end of this one.
So, Monikin is back in for the Baldwin Woodville Blackhawks.
Amory, one last shot to try to get that goose egg off the board. Maybe they'll flip it up in the air a couple times here.
You go three deep shots here. They're not going to have time. I forgot. Running clock, unless they've got a boatload of timeouts they want to burn. All right, here we go. Lines are set under center. And new quarterback in, pitches it right side, daylight, but not enough. He's roped down is the running back after he gains about five.
I'm going to huddle up quick and try to get one more play in here, I think, before this game comes to a close.
Hatch, the ball carrier there, Cody Hatch, number 12.
Well, they're walking up to the line now. They don't seem real interested. That's going to be it.
I think that's going to be it. So that's our last play, a positive play at least for Amory. So your final score, 49-0 in favor of the Blackhawks here. And Baldwin Woodville. You've been listening to Amory Warrior Football on 107.5 WLAK Lake Air.
Yep, Jay, thank you. You'll be hearing Jay's voice doing more sports. And next Friday night in Amory.
We'll have it for you
against Ellsworth. All right. Thank you so much, Jay. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Joel.
We're going to hop in the car and head on home. Baldwin Woodville wins this one 49-0. Thank you for listening to 107.5 WLAK. Good night, everybody.
Amory Warrior High School Football on 107.5 WLAK. Brought to you by Vans Electric Blue Flame Heating and Cooling, by Northwest Communications, and by Eric Morrissey, Edward D. Jones. Amory Warrior High School Football on 107.5 WLAK.
Have a score in the Green Bay Packer game for those who are interested. At halftime, Green Bay 19, Philadelphia 17. I also do have a second half score. I'm not sure how far into the half it is.
Yep.
Ellsworth 26, St. Croix Central nothing. That's somewhere in the second half.